Hello everyone, today we are in the Discovery Literature in English, your favorite school radio. We are going to talk about a subject which is important for me. It is the world of imagination, and more precisely the scary world and the gothic genre. The question we are going to ask ourselves today is, what makes a story gothic? We will respond to this by first seeing that the human is at the center of every story, and after that, decor and atmosphere have an important stake too. At first, we can say humans are in the center because often we follow the story of the protagonist, you know, we feel these feelings and also his family relation and the characters' minds and actions. For example, there are the sounds that the main character is during the Telltale Arts and the Fall of the House by Allan Poe. First of all, Edgar Allan Poe is the creator of his genre, and I suppose with these stories, Poe described Gothic with feelings of the main characters. Characters hear songs in their heads, and we can qualify these two stories as hearing stories. It represents Gothic as a good manner because it's the only ones to hear this sound. In the Telltale Art, he said, "I heard all things in the heaven and in the earth. I heard many things in hell." This extract gives the reader a weird feeling, you know, which leads us to suppose that it's crazy, especially if it's accentuated by the religious lexicon. Moreover, in the video of the outing of Hill House by Netflix published in 2018, our family lives in a outing house. We can see a daughter and a son, and they say about our mother, they are afraid to get to sleep if they meet the darkness. We can understand that the mental illnesses we talked about in the last podcast have a direct link with Gothic genre. Children talk about death, poisonings, and it's a trait of mentality they face. In the trailer of this movie, there are several freaks, creams, and earth-heating. Characters are traumatized, afraid, sad, and there isn't some similar reaches of happiness. Feelings of characters are important to illustrate a Gothic story. After that, we can talk about Hellblazer, John Constantine, who is a fictive character of the British comics. We can see in the picture that John is in the midst of zombies. He inspires the minister like he doesn't care about them when he smokes a cigarette. We can observe zombies want to eat him, but it is like he's thinking about something more important that like it's nothing. The mix of mystery of Hellblazer and the horror aspect, you know, with zombies, is the best description of the Gothic story for me. It creates a tension when you read it, and it makes the reading even more thrilling. Now, that we have dealt with the subject of characters, we're going to talk about the decor and the atmosphere, which are perfect to Gothic history. It's important because this is the place we are characters and also as readers or viewers. And for instance, again in the outing of Hill House, the family that we talked before are in typical Gothic house. It is a manor. There are supernatural red lights, large rooms with old draperies, carpets, several mirrors, chandeliers, large canopy beds, and dark wallpaper in bedrooms. Mysterious red door, etc. On top of that, at the exterior is a bleak and gloomy setting, so it's the perfect location for a creepy scene. With the fall of the House of Usher, the setting and imagery to which we think when we read give rise to an overall atmosphere of gloom. Plus, Allan Poe had detailed very well the House of Usher. He mentioned the house was turners and had cracks or features, if you want. The named narrator who read at the house, that was, he said that was a dull, dark, and soundless day. It supports the house seems to have absorbed on an evil and diseased atmosphere, and especially that the house was in the middle of the forest. It gives an impression that everything is under tension, as if he was being observed, and it therefore immerses us in the story and leads us to focus on each desire of the Tigger. To conclude, what makes a Gothic story are mysterious characters, person with a fragile mentality or family to make readers feel guilty, but they must to be introduced on a bleak place which represents tension, make us want to continue to read or watch because of suspense and the fear. The interest of having spoken about imagination, Gothic, etc., is good because we discover another type of books, movies, another genre, you know, that changes from the classic likes, such as humor, adventures, love. And then it allows to focus directly, for example, in the types of poems. I know there are classic subjects like love, sadness, depression, gladness also, but maybe we can talk about poetry types like ballad, elegy, epic or visual in a future podcast. See you soon on the Discovery Literature in English, your favorite emission.